Welcome back to Siren Radio with me, Jamie Rose. Today I'm joined with Adam, who's organising an event at the Lincoln Arts Centre, commonly known as the Alpac, to me and you. Adam, how are you today? Are you okay?
Yeah, really good. Thanks for having me on.
No, yeah, pleasure for coming in. So, 7th of October, Saturday 7th of October, running an event at the Alpac for local music, all playing in Lincoln. So kind of before we get into the artist, tell me, how does this all come about? How does the company that you guys have in Tide Bear, how does it all come together to come to the Saturday 7th of October?
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, so yeah, I've been running Tide Bear booking and promotions for 3-4 years now. And I spotted some funding opportunities through Paul Hamlin Foundation and the Esme Farburn. And basically, they're companies that offer grants for creative businesses through Lincolnshire One venues. I applied for it. I'm very thankful to say that I got the money. And the main objective for this show really is that we want to provide experiences for young musicians. So through my day job, I work with the Evolve Music Project anyway through the University of Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we're trying to provide, you know, live performance opportunities for our young musicians across the county, but also an insight into the music industry as well. So on this performance on the 7th of October, essentially that's something we want to bring across to a lot of, you know, new young musicians who have just started out, really.
Yeah, and there is a fair few young musicians, a lot of them that are under 18, a few of them that you guys have kind of brought in from London and yourselves, and a lot of talented kind of acts that have all come together. What does something like this take, like in terms of time, in terms of how long it takes to book, in terms of kind of funding? How long is the kind of period from start to say Saturday being the finish? How long does it kind of take for something like
that? It does take a lot of time, a lot of networking and communication. You've got to be on it with planning as well. So essentially the first thing I did was I wanted not just the young musicians to come and perform, but I put a shout out for general musicians across the county. I've titled the event A Celebration of Lincolnshire Musicians. And I had, I think, 300 different performers and bands send their music to me. That in itself takes days. I went through every single artist that sent their information across.
How is it? Was it kind of hard to eject people from that then? Was it hard to eject people and decide, because there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 acts, yeah, that are playing, yeah, throughout the day, and you've had 300. So how, like, was it kind of hard to get rid, or was it kind of hard to go which ones work best for this event?
Yeah.
Or was it just,
yeah,
kind of, was that a difficult decision to make?
I'll be honest, and this is with all promoters and event organisers, I think the number one thing is personal preference. You know, you listen to music and there are bands out there that you listen to them and you're immediately hooked and you think, okay, you know, looking at their, not just their music sites, but their social media and the way they communicate, these guys are, they've got a plan, they've got a timeline. And I think that sometimes you've got to consider, is this opportunity is going to really benefit them as a band as well? When it comes to, you know, you said about the number of performers here, there's another performance I'm doing through the grant, which will be at the Louth Riderhead Theatre on the 20th of October. So I've got other performers there who also submitted there.
Okay, nice one. So it's kind of a dual.
Yes, yeah, there are two shows, yeah, essentially. Okay. But all those artists that sent their information across, you know, my, I know I've deviated from the question of how to put this together. I'm already looking to the future, but
I can only imagine that. That's where it works. You went from one. I mean, you founded it in 2019, was it? Founded?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Has it just kind of been this snowball thing then? You're always looking into the future, but one thing, and then kind of looking for the future. Maybe people that are bands and artists that impress on this are going on and doing more with you guys. Is that kind of
absolutely
how
yeah,
you're kind of looking at it?
Yeah.
When does the planning for this start? At the Lincoln Arts Centre, Saturday 7th of October, when does the kind of planning for that start? Like, when does the idea tick and when does it kind of start to really come to fruition for you?
Yeah, you start with the venue and the date. You can't approach anybody else unless you've got the venue down and you know what you're expecting from the venue as well. So anyone listening who is thinking about organising their own events, number one, it's your own budget. What can you spend? Yeah. But then also, you know, if you are going to spend a certain amount of money, what comes with that? I know the Lincoln Arts Centre, for example, I work with them closer now in my day job anyway, but I know that, you know, with those guys, I'm going to get a really, really good, you know, professional sound.
A real production.
Absolutely.
They do all theatre production, so you're proper. You said before as well, before we came in and recorded this today, you were saying about kind of the Alpac and the reason that the Alpac was chosen being where it is and that not many people know. Because it's a decent venue. I have been in it puts on these stellar shows. So what was the reason that the Alpac was chosen? Was that a personal preference or was it something for a reason to kind of be like a new venue with new acts? Is that the reason or was it?
I similarly, if I can say that, I wasn't that aware of the venue before my day job anyway, and just experience working with some of the team, with my projects on the day job, basically I just was amazed by just the team and what they offer there at the venue. It is, the stage is incredible. The auditorium is just amazing. They've got some serious equipment there that I can promise that these bands are going to sound huge, you know.
I'm really hoping that like after this, more people are booking that as a venue, for
absolutely.
A music venue.
Yeah.
Like it seems like it's done as it seems like it's absolutely kind of shied away a little bit as a only theatre production, it's kind of it doesn't really stand as a music venue. I wouldn't say so. I think it's really great what you're doing. It's probably really good to mention. What is your day job, by the way?
I'm a project coordinator, so I work with a range of venues across the county, and that is I coordinate the Evolve Music Project, which is very similar to my goals and objectives with this. It's working with mainly schools who partner with venues, and then we develop a project around giving those young people an opportunity to develop their own live music event. And again, like I said before, not just the performing element, which we fully encourage, of course. There's never too much, you know, rehearsal time or practice. But just around the music industry roles as well. Again, the venues I've worked with, including Lincoln Arts Centre, these backstage roles that you don't even think about when you go as an audience.
You don't think of sound and light and engineering in that regard.
But there's nothing without them, you know. I've worked with Ty Bear over the past 4 years. I've worked with a lot of venues actually, and the differentiation between the kind of input from these backstage roles and responsibilities that these people have, you know, is huge, because you can have some people who absolutely know the venue inside out and will give you the best show, you know. And you can have, you know, I have been in mediocre bands in the past, for example, you know, and you can go on that stage, and if the lighting and the sound engineer and the whole stage management team are top of the game, you're gonna sound and look incredible. So
yeah, absolutely. So you kind of talked about the venue, the acts. How you've said that everyone sent in demos and, you know, bits and pieces for you to go over.
Yeah.
The acts kind of seem to be separated within two different portions. An under-18s where it's up and coming, and these quite really good established bands.
Yeah.
Hawks headlining from London.
Yeah.
Who else we got? We got... I don't want to butcher your band.
Oh, no,
I
look, really don't want to butcher it.
Okay. I really don't want to butcher it.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
I really don't want to butcher it. That's your kind of band as well. So you're performing and Soper as well with stuff like Shugs and New Dimensions and Harry Lee opening it. How important is something like that for getting them involved and, you know, just kind of having major bands from London with someone that's doing something from Lincoln? Like how, in terms of bounce, how important is that, and how kind of highly do you rate these kind of bands, especially Hawks who headlining?
You
were very much kind of up in their favour for kind of being a hidden talent a little bit.
There are a few angles with this. So Hawks, again, they are an incredible band. They've got some amazing music out there. A lot of their, I think their values match with ours. You know, on their website, they talk about they want to create a more inclusive and, you know, scene within music. And that's something I'm quite passionate about as well. And so a big part of this is, you know, Lincoln, we're kind of off the touring map a little bit. And I think, you know,
yeah,
when you've
I
got these...
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah, we are a little bit... Having said that, though, I feel like it is making a resurgence.
It's improving.
We have had loads of venues that have kind of come with what you guys are doing, and there's kind of pubs that... And it feels like forever that you've really had, like, bands actually performing in like, bars and pubs, usually, and not just actually a venue. So it's quite nice to kind of have that.
Yeah.
A resurgence that is coming from Lincoln. But I kind of...
Well,
yeah, to allow everyone who's there.
And again, you know, that's something... It's not just good for the local music scene and other musicians seeing those, like, top-end bands. Because you learn a lot from those kind of, like, big touring bands that come through. It's good for tourism, you know, like if you have bigger bands coming through Lincoln, you're going to get people coming and staying in Lincoln and just staying within the city. But again, for the young musicians that are performing, you know, before the audience can come into the auditorium, we're having what I'm calling like a creative carousel. And essentially I've asked Hawks, my bandmates in Levere, the guys at Sopa, and then Harry, who's also opening the show. We've all got different experiences, and we're going to have an hour chilling with these young musicians, talking about the music industry, what the do's and don'ts that we've experienced, and hopefully they can sort of take away from that. And I will just say, they will teach us stuff too. This is the thing, like with music, it's not about, you know, you can have 30 years experience or 1 year's experience. We're all going to share a lot.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. That's it. So that's a huge part of it as well. Hawks they played Download Festival this year. They've supported Mark Tremonti, who's like a huge, he's played for bands like Creed and Alter Bridge, and is a huge heavy rock solo artist from America. So, you know, they've done some huge things, and they can share those opportunities with the young musicians. So.
Yeah. So do you think it will benefit having an established band with someone that's kind of relatively new as well? And you guys are kind of creating the event as a learning as well, as not only for like kind of an audience, but also from behind the scenes and kind of a culture that's being created behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You're really passionate on this before we're talking. Mm. What are your kind of thoughts on the new music scene and the thoughts of like the music scene like right now? You're really passionate in terms of like with kind of Levere, you guys are touring a fair amount. I mean, you're going to get off after this interview and go all the way to Newcastle, do Glasgow tomorrow. So kind of what's your thoughts on kind of the new music scene, really?
The thing is with the term music scene, it's always there. And I think... Sometimes you hear sort of some negativity from musicians saying there's no music scene. And I challenge that and say, I think when musicians say that, it's just that they're not getting what they want from the local music scene. They're not being booked for the perfect gig they want, for example. Positive spin on that is, and what I would suggest, you know, as something to work on, is that you need to give something back. So Tired Bear, I'll be honest, I always joke that is a slightly selfish endeavor. I perform at nearly every Tired Bear show. I'd say out of the 40 shows, I performed at 30, and part of that is because I'm like, well, I feel like I'm a good events organizer. I can make sure everyone's looked after, everyone's safe. You know, we've got young musicians. I've got a lot of experience with safeguarding young people. I know that's what I can bring to the music scene. Yeah. And I'd say to any musician out there, starting out or, you know, experience, is that I think get involved by sort of giving back, you know, put on live events. And I know a lot of musicians in Lincoln, whether they're at the University of Lincoln or at the college or they're older musicians, they are doing that more and more. And that's how we see the scene sort of develop, in my opinion.
In my opinion, I mean, it also helps that you guys are going up and down the country, and then like for you to be on the same card as these other, it kind of gives that kind of integrity to it in a way, wouldn't you say, that it's like, because we look at the poster now and it's like kind of a big name on top, and then you've got like kind of, it's like if you're supporting, there's a reason that all these bands go supporting with other massive bands. It gives that longevity and that kind of solidity to it. So do you think that kind of works as well, that you guys are kind of touring a lot, so someone maybe knows your band, that like, oh, who are these guys that are also in it on the same card as them. Do you think that that works as well?
Absolutely. With the touring, I think, again, any musician who gets out of their local town and goes across the country, it's experience. Like, we learn so much with Lavere. There's not one gig that we play where we don't come away and go, oh, wow, this band did this and we should try that. Or, you know, this event organizer did this for us and that was really nice. Or
everything's kind of learning experience.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a huge objective for Lavere is that we, you know, like a lot of bands, there are some huge bands out there doing some really incredible things with touring across UK, Europe, the world. You know, it would be nice to support some of these bands. And I think getting across the UK, not only you're building a fan base and you're learning, you know, new experiences, but it is about networking and meeting people who could potentially support or, you know, support our goals. But then, like I said before, with the music scene, we need to give back as well. So again, you know, meeting a lot of these talented bands across the country, they go on my spreadsheet. You know, the amount of times that we play with some bands and I'm like, they're incredible, they need to come to Lincoln. So when they're booking a tour, we can get them across there. And I'm going to do a slight shout out about next year. There's a band, for example, from Kent called Primer, who we have built a relationship with, and they're a band, for example, that I'm going to try and get to Lincoln next year, just because they're awesome.
Of course. I mean, I'll leave it with this, Dan. What is your kind of thoughts on local music, Dan? The local music scene, I mean, you guys are going out of your comfort zone and kind of going away from home time, strictly keeping it to Lincolnshire. What are your thoughts on kind of the stuff that's coming out of Lincoln and you know, the young talents that's on Tide Bear and at the Alpac on 7th of October? So kind of what's your feeling on local music and kind of stuff like that? You were very passionate on the idea that there was, you know, that some of them are getting, you know, a little bit done over in terms of not being paid and not kind of getting the credit that they're done. So you were very passionate on that. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, there always has been. There are many, many great musicians across Lincolnshire. A barrier we have in Lincolnshire is that we're a massive county and we're very rural. So again, it's sort of sometimes it's not easy for musicians that are out in the sticks to get to Lincoln, to get to Louth and Spalding and places where there are some great venues.
Yeah.
I will say as well, there are some incredible grassroots venues in the county, and there are a lot of pubs out there that are still putting on covers bands, tribute bands, getting original bands in too. So again, it's not just about the bigger venues in the cities or in the bigger towns. It's about thinking, you know, there are a lot of opportunities out there. Open mic nights, jam nights, you know, Lincoln at the minute, there's probably an open mic night every night of the week at the minute. You know, there's a lot of opportunities for musicians. But one thing I will say, and I'm probably the most passionate about, is that I think we just need to put the audience first. And I think like that's the key thing about, you know, in Lincolnshire, it's about, okay, us as music, performing musicians, when we get out there, how are we making our performances and our shows inclusive? How are we making our events feel safe? How are we sort of, you know, ensuring that, you know, anyone feels welcome to those spaces? Because a huge thing that, you know, probably the most common feedback when I talk to people about why they go to shows is that it's their safe space. You know, go to their you've mentioned music scene quite a few times. It should be and needs to be maintained as a safe place to be for anybody.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely great as well. And I mean, 7th of October, Saturday, Lincoln Arts Centre, Alpac for anyone else listening that's uni. Doors open, £5, £5 entry. Absolute steal if you ask me as an event.
Thanks.
So yeah, thank you for coming in, talking to me about
cheers.
It.
Cheers, yeah.
And best of luck with the event. He's kindly invited us all to go as well from Simon, which is
there'll
great,
be pizza, mate. There'll
which
be pizza.
Is very nice. You know what? That's enough to sell me
this
on
is it.
It. That's
is
enough
it.
To sell me. Without a really great collection of music, the pizza alone is enough to sell me. So yeah, thank you so much for doing this.
No, thank
appreciate it, and best of luck.
Cool. Cheers,
buddy. Thank you.